Continuing now with my guest, Francis Rooney, who is a member of the House of Representatives representing Florida's 19th Congressional District. That's the Fort Myers-Naples stretch of the Florida coast, the place that took a pounding from Hurricane Ian here recently. He also served as the U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See. Real quickly, Congressman, how is your district, former district, from that hurricane? Still rebuilding, I'm quite sure, but have you been there?
Yeah, I'm here now. We took quite a beating, and some areas up north of where I am, up in Lee County, Sanibel, Captiva, along the Caloosahatchee River, just absolutely, Fort Myers Beach, totally wiped out.
Yeah.
It's really.
Yeah, quite a pound. I mean, it hadn't happened in 100 years, but every now and then, right, the number comes up. Sorry to hear
that. Yeah, you know, it's hard for a hurricane to go east because of the rotation of the earth. But, boy, when they do, you know, it's a big surprise to everybody around here.
Yeah, it was a big surprise. I'm sorry to hear that. And I know cleanup's going well, but it's still a cleanup, so... all right, so about the Russian containment idea, the idea of a Cold War. The whole Western world gives a cold shoulder to Russia. But one of the ways that we would do that is to provide Europe, Germany and France, for example, and the UK and others, with American energy. But the energy policies from this administration are so terrible that we can't even supply our own energy anymore. And yet we are exporting liquefied natural gas to Europe. But if we had set ourselves up in a different way, we could be doing very well, our friends could be doing very well, and we would have already isolated Russia. It's just a terrible policy, isn't it?
Totally is. The only person with a worse energy policy than Biden is the guy that ran Germany, Schroeder, for a long time, who sucked up to the Russians and did the pipelines. I mean,
right.
It's like a calamity. And now for him to go talk to Venezuela and even hug up on Iran to get energy and to sell all the oil from the Strategic Reserve and try to hug up on MBS, despite some of the things that he's done. I think that's absolutely lacks principle.
Yeah, no integrity, no principle. You're exactly right. You know, America, and I've said this recently, we used to be the country of any country on earth. We stood up for human rights. We would say to China, the situation with the Uyghurs, unacceptable. We would say to Russia, you know, just dragging people into the army, unacceptable. We would speak out on behalf of human rights. I don't see us do that anymore. Why not?
You know, that's a very interesting question. It's almost like the roles have been reversed. Remember back in the 70s, Scoop Jackson, and a lot of the Democrats were leading human rights advocates, Jimmy Carter, freeing the Russian Jews and all that kind of stuff. Now the Democrats are strictly, give me cheap oil at any price. We don't care about anything.
Yeah.
It's totally reversed. And we're the people standing for the First Amendment. They're not.
It is weird. It's weird that traditional liberals have vanished. Yeah, words are now violence. So if you say something they don't like, then they want to criminalize the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. It is very strange, to say the least, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's almost authoritarian from their side. It's not. We're not entitled to our opinion when we're in front of them. It's their way or the highway. We saw it, and we see it in these teachers union and the boards of education right now, that Governor Youngkin was courageous enough to start this move to regain a role of parents in their children's education.
Now, I'm not sure why you decided that you didn't run and keep representing the 19th district. The member of Congress there now, a very capable individual who's been on this program a number of times, and we quite like him as well. But as you look at the outcome from the elections, because here's something that a lot of people don't like, and I'm one of those people, and that is these tens of millions, billions of dollars being sent to Ukraine when our southern border remains wide open, when our energy policy is so reckless, when we have other issues in this country with infrastructure and other things, and we're sending tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine to protect their border and protect their cities, and we see these people out partying, frankly. It's kind of galling to a lot of us. Why? What is your defense of saying we should send money to Ukraine in the amounts that we are?
Well, I'm not so sure I disagree with you that we're not, that maybe sending too much. I mean, I think Europe's got a big role to play in all this, not just us.
Well, I agree with
that. I think it's important to counter the Russian invasion, but we've got to have some partners, and the people closest to them should be more involved.
How is it that America always gets the bill, sir? How is that? How do I, sitting here in Michigan, always get the damn bill?
Our politicians love to spend money. You know, the first term I was in Congress, the Republicans, Paul Ryan, Speaker, spent as much per day as the Obama administration did. Trump spent more. And now we got this fiasco going here. I think Biden just offered to give $100 billion or something to the climate people.
Yeah,
it's nuts. It makes no sense at all.
Yeah, we just redistributed wealth to a whole host of other countries to help them with climate or something so we can run the world on windmills.
You know, that World Food Program, we've given over $4 billion and China's given $22
million. Of course. It's the way it always is. And we don't stand up to China. Makes me wonder about this. Kevin McCarthy, another friend of this program, Ralph Norman, who represents South Carolina's 5th Congressional District, says he won't vote for him. Andy Biggs won't vote for him. You've got 4 or 5 Republicans now saying, not going to vote for Kevin McCarthy. What do you make of that?
Well, Kevin's a really sharp guy. He's a good politician. But I don't know that he's as policy-centric as those gentlemen you just mentioned. I've never really heard much about policy from any of the leadership of the party right now. It's more about tactics. And we really need to have strong policies. Like Paul Ryan said in his op-ed here in the Wall Street Journal the other day, we need to stand for things. We need to stand for the future and for things that are going to make America strong again and make better for our people instead of just tactical political maneuvering.
And yet, Paul Ryan, as you said, squandered piles of resources and was not particularly effective as a speaker. I mean, the Democrats stand together and they're dogmatic about it, right? I'll give you the last word.
Well, I remember when that first appropriation bill, when they had $500 million to bail out the United Mine Workers medical plan, and these members, even very conservative ones, said, well, you know, they're hurting. We've got to help them out. Well, come on, give me a break. The mine workers are defrauded their people. And same for Puerto Rico. We keep giving money to Puerto Rico, which they steal.
Right. And so then we just keep funding dishonest people. And again, Ukraine comes to mind. Francis Rooney, greatly appreciate you being here, sir. Thank you so much.
Steve, thanks for having me on.
Good talking to you. We'll be right back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.